This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Authorities in Rio de Janeiro say at least 13 suspected drug traffickers were killed in a gun battle with police. It happened in a sprawling shanty town. Hundreds of police and special forces were deployed in a five-hour confrontation. Authorities say they were attacking the city's most potent criminal elements. And this violence deepened concerns about security in the country that is going to host next month's Pan-American Games. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
It was an unusually bloody day, even by Rio standards. Television reports of the scene captured mothers huddled in stairwells, weeping with their children as gunfire rang out around them. Authorities yesterday moved into the densely populated favela known as the German Complex, while bandits set off fireworks to alert others of the presence of the police. Suspects greased the steep streets of the slum with oil in a bid to stop the armored vehicles that ferried in the security forces. Wounded bystanders were rushed from the streets. In one scene, hysterical residents confronted police over the corpse the officers were bundling into a blanket. Briefing reporters last night, Rio de Janeiro's state security chief, José Mariano Beltrán, called it a delicate operation and said that only criminal suspects were among the fatalities. I want to make it clear, he said, that the police operation is absolutely not a violent one. We do not go to these regions looking for or producing violence. We were met brutally with bullets and potent arms. That's when the security chief said the trauma happened, exclusively, he said, because of confrontation. The state security chief described the gun-ridden area as a bunker of violence that has been under police surveillance for nearly 2 months. He says that more than half of the city's criminal activity originates in the area. According to Chief Beltrán, drug traffickers have blocked the ability of the 60,000 residents of the poor, rundown region to carry on with their lives. Writer and analyst Domicio Proenza has worked with Rio's anti-crime commissions and says both criminals and police have endangered the city's slum dwellers.
Many innocents have died, and there's great suspicion that they die from police misuse of force. Mm-hmm. And in some occasions, it's suspected that criminals deliberately killed people solely to reinforce their ability to resist rightful police action.
The violence is casting a pall over the upcoming Pan American Games. In 2 weeks, Rio will host more than 5,000 athletes and some 800,000 tourists. Officials had hoped to showcase the city's natural beauty, not its spiraling crime. And the FBI is here to advise on security. Domicio Proenza says,
but it's very difficult to argue that it shouldn't be an absolute priority.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.